Blog Talk Radio.
Make that quick transition. Hey, man, we got that studio a lot longer than I thought it was, man. Maybe I need to put them donuts down. I don't know. One of the two.
Hey,
business.
Hills.
Yeah.
Hills. How do...
Yeah.
I'm out of breath, and you guys get golf carts to go to Studio B. That's not right. But anyway, keep going.
My bad. Call me
keep
Tom
going.
Brady, baby, because I'm not walking.
That's crazy. I got to run from one to the next. And I'm out of breath right now, so you guys go right ahead.
Wow. We need you to put in the cardio work. Put double time in. Wow, that's a big kick. We need you to put in double time for that. All right, we just went through our first half of our last installment of the Outsiders of 2015. It's been a wonderful season, wonderful year. I mean, I'm excited what the new year has in store for me personally. And I hope Prez and DJM and each and every owner that's in the upper echelon that you have some goals that you're trying to get accomplished in 2016 via personal life and upper echelon as well. Last day, we're less than 6 hours away from turning a new calendar. I'm excited, man. Let's go ahead and get to UE because we already did this one time, and let's not go ahead and repeat ourselves. Week 15, we're going to do a quick little summary of just some games that went over, and then we're going to freestyle because we should have two brothers calling in, Bengals and Vikings. Otherwise, we wouldn't have two subpar 500 teams on our show. But since it's brotherly love, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some interesting wagers going on, and I want to know what's going to be on the inside. Do you got to go clean some rooms? Do you got to pay me some money? Do I got to take up for a lie that you did something for mother or something? So I want to see what kind of wagers are truly going on in that game. Because it seemed like the stakes are really high. But they reached out to me personally, both of them. So it should be very interesting when they get on the show. What y'all think?
Absolutely. It's always good to get family on the show. Hopefully they have a few in them already, because then that really makes for a great segment, Drunk Brothers. Hopefully that's what we have coming on UE tonight, because folks who having a good time leading up to a new year let us know that they're going to have a prosperous 2016 in UE.
Yeah. The biggest question I have is how do you pronounce his name, the Vikings owner? That's what I really want to know. I'll go right ahead, Hills, or Mr. Prez.
I agree, man. But I'm going to say this before we get fined by everybody in the book. We do not condone underage drinking, and the Vikings is currently still in high school. So we hope that both of them are sober when they come on the show. Because Outsiders do not have no liability clause.
Okay. Well, let me say this: I don't associate with high schoolers unless they're my students. And so y'all gonna have to do this interview without me, because some of the things I might say may not be suitable for kids. Because this is 6 hours before the new year, and I have some material that I would like to share.
Wow.
And
Wow. Also,
I don't think the Saints is a sub 500 team.
Oh,
unless
no.
Drastically
this is,
changed.
Vikings Pringles. They are the brothers.
Vikings Pringles. Okay.
Yeah, the Saints
sure.
is
maybe that's primo.
Might be their best. Yeah. They,
okay.
They bestie or something. I'm not quite sure. But,
okay. So now we wait. We're on these guys' time.
Yeah.
Where are they?
We're waiting on them. But hopefully they can get their.
Well,
I want to say
something right now. Joe just sent me out of the studio to Dewey's Liquor Store, and I'm actually doing the run for Joe right now because his wife wanted a bottle of champagne. So I'm actually doing a run here, and I would like to say that Dooley's liquor stores say they have stupid prices, and that might be why the parking lot is quite stupid right now, ladies and gentlemen. I just would like to share that. Give a shout-out to Dooley's, their sponsor. 5010 was there last week. Just giving a shout-out to all my sponsors that helped me through the year. Help take care of my students when I needed to feed them for my event. And I also would like to thank Dr. Michael Eric Dyson for coming out to the event with my students. He was awesome. And if you guys don't know who Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, you need to step your game up because he's amazing. Now back to you.
Okay, thank you for the plug. Joe gave us a thumbs up, so that means everything is A-okay with those sponsors. And good thing that you're taking care of the youth. They are not our future, they're the present, so we need to make sure they're in a good hand. But I want to address something that I've seen earlier today. Not Bills Patriots. That overshadowed everything that could have been taking place in week 15, which that's why we ranked that one of the top three robberies on the show last time, DJM. Just what they bring to UE is something that we hope these guys stay around the match 17, both of them. Because we need that. We need that in the league. Yeah, we need that. We don't want the shots, but that comes along with rivalries. You know, John Calipari and John Chaney as the infamous press conference. I'm not even going to repeat it, but we already know what Mr. Chaney said to Calipari. So you need that sometimes. We don't want that every day, but every now and then it's good. So it's refreshing. But a game that I watched, for Ted Perez, quick.
I said, you know, when you talk about a press conference, I just think, you know, what I thought about this afternoon was, and with the brothers, I always think about you guys. I might date myself once again. Roy Jones Jr. and Bernard Hopkins. When Bernard Hopkins told Roy Jones Jr. he was going to come to his farm and kill his chickens, and I thought his response was positive and say, I felt that somebody threatened to kill somebody's chicken on their property because it was really getting going, and it was quite interesting today. So I thought I'll just add that because it was something that ran across my mind right now.
Those are classic moments. Go ahead,
DJ. Well, this has nothing to do with UE, but I'm sitting here, and I'm talking to you guys, and we're in, you know, and I smell something in my house. And I'm looking around. I think something is burning, but I see my wife's burning sage for the new year. And she's going throughout the house, blessing the house. So I want everybody to be blessed for the new year. And if nobody knows what sage smells like, put it in the air and you'll know what sage smells like. Hello, somebody. Then go ahead.
Well, I hope she's going to be making some black eyed peas for this year because sage is nothing without them black eyed peas.
Yeah, black eyed peas, there, collard greens, there, mashed potatoes, there, brie cheese, there's everything you want to have.
Okay. You gotta have a collard green. You gotta have.
And for all my non color folks in UE, you can tell that we color because we talk all color food on UE. You go to McDonald's and get a broccoli roll or a green bean casserole at no point ever. I can promise you that.
I tell you what you do have. You have ovals and lentils as well for all my brown people. Hello, somebody.
So we're going to move right along with the – you get everything on the outside of this, man. You get your menu. You get Bernard Hopkins reference. You get everything. John Chaney. We everywhere. In everywhere. And Joe is losing his freaking mind right now, and I don't care. But I've seen something in the game of the week, which was the Giants and Redskins, and this boy is running with power right now. But the Giants and Redskins, it was 7-0. It was a snore fest, let me just be honest with you. 7-0, early fourth quarter. NFC East matchup, that's how they usually typically go. Two good defensive-minded coaches, so you know the game will be low scoring. We weren't expecting to see a Prez and Austin 59-49 shootout. But it was 7-0, and the Giants had pinned the Redskins all the way back to their own 2-yard line. So the Redskins did the smart play and ran the football. Uh-oh, and we have a fumble, and these teams cannot capitalize. Anyway, so he ran a run play, and the running back struck out. He has one guy in front of him, a blocker, and he spins off of him. He's in 7 yards in front of him. Next thing you know, he laterals the football back to his teammate that was the closest guy to him. And he ends up just getting a 44-yard gain. I mean, a 50-yard gain, excuse me, instead of a 98-yard touchdown. So that is a tough way to lose a game. That's swung momentum, and that is what a lot of gamers have been complaining about. And me and Prayers have talked about many times on The Outsiders. We have to say something. Our voices have to be heard. I know that's just sometimes something that goes on the game, but this is too much. A guy's season could be altered because Madden won all of a sudden pitched the football back when he has a 98-yard touchdown that would have definitely tied the football game up at 7-7 and made it a different game.
I have a question. Did Madden pitch the game back, or did he try to do a juke move and hit an L1 or L2? Because I know every time that I do that, I be mistaken and I be trying to hit a juke move, and I hit the wrong button because that juke was from 1999 and 2000, and I tossed the ball back. So is it user error or is it Madden error? See, some of this, we got to ask those questions.
And I have the answer for that question. I talked to him. I had one of my reporters ask him after the game. He was very upset in the press conference. And I asked him, was it a user error or was it Mr. Madden? And from what I've seen before I even got the answer was, I knew it was a Madden error. Because after he hit the spin button, he hit turbo. And when you're hitting turbo, that's R2. So once you don't start, you know, the acceleration button, it'll light up at the bottom. Once that happens, I know the ladder is not going to play a factor. You're going to hit R2. You're pressing the turbo. I agree with what he said in the press conference. That was not him. That's all Madden. Just rearing his ugly head at a very, very, very bad time for Mr.
Inopportune time. A very inopportune time. Actually, I have never once pitched a ball when I wasn't supposed to. The only time I've ever done it was Madden's fault. There was a time when you could pick the ball off, not press the button, but they would pitch the ball.
Yeah.
And I actually know leagues where if you still do that, you have to give the ball back because it's a glitch. So to say that Clemmie did that, which he denied in the press conference, adamantly denied in the press conference, and I agree with him. So to say he did that is not fair because we know Madden does do that incorrectly.
Exactly. Now, guys, we got two callers on hold, man. They're on Against the Hole, and I'm going to get them both online. I think it's the Brothers of Destruction, as we're going to call them. Is this the Brothers of Destruction, the Vikings and Bengals? We're sorry about that hold time.
No, that's why. This is us. How you guys doing?
All right. How you doing today, man?
Dude, we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good over here, ready to talk a little smack, let you know how it goes down over here in the Mendez household.
Hey, that's all right. Now, Vikings, can we – DJM want to ask you a quick question, and everybody has this question as well, so we're going to let DJM ask you that real quick.
¿Cómo se llama? That means, what is your name?
My name is Squiddy, S-Q-I-D,
okay.
In the present.
Squiddy, okay. That's what you were wondering.
Yes. Yes, that is it.
You know, I want to shout out you and the Bears for making moves to make your teams competitive and to bring the best teams to the table. I know you had a little bit of bad luck and all your games have been close, but you're a competitor, and I appreciate what you bring to the league. You're a youngster, but I appreciate what you bring to the league.
Yeah. Well, you know, me and the Bears have a little heated rivalry after those argument we had, and as you know, it's just going to get even crazier games, even closer games.
I call it the drag.
Personally know the Bears?
That's what I call it.
What do you call it?
The drag. That's what he had.
Oh yeah,
when,
the drag.
It's a little disturbing. But now, do you know the Bears personally? Y'all know each other, or
yeah, I know the Bears. I know the Bears, the owner of the Bears. I know him.
That makes it even more interesting. You definitely want to lose to him.
Oh, no, no. It's bragging rights on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Now, let's get to the real questions out here. Now, what's really going to happen in this game? What kind of wages is on? Oh, boy, he put on moves. What kind of wages is going on in the
OU
Vikings game? What's going to happen?
We got the sibling rivalry going on. What happens is he's the younger brother, obviously wants to prove himself, thinks he can be better than the older brother. You know, he's got a chip on his shoulder, but I always got to put him in his place, man. I'm the originator. I taught the kid how to play Madden, for God's sake, you know? tomorrow it's going down. And we're gonna teach him how to play again.
That's what I like to see. Go ahead.
The wager over here is purely it's purely bragging rights. It's purely to say who's the better Madden player when it comes down to it. And I believe in pressure situations. I'm gonna come through. So see what happens.
Now, Bengals, your name is Orlando, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, since you're in the AFC, I'm rooting for you, but I'm not gonna. Me and the Vikings, we are good friends too. It's nothing personal. It's just strictly business. More money is generated when the AFC wins games against the NFC. So I am rah-rahing for the Cincinnati Bengals in that brother versus brothers matchup, as we show them how strong the AFC really is, my friend.
Absolutely. You know, they got a lot of flashy names over there in the NFC, man. You know, they got the Panthers, the Seahawks, the Packers. You know, they got some flashy names over there, but the AFC is just as strong. We're making our way up.
Exactly. We're the best. And that matchup, I'm pretty sure you will show them that you are the best. The NFC got a bunch of prima donnas. That's what I'm going to just call it. They're just a bunch of prima donnas. A bunch of guys that run their mouths like Will and KT with all the little yawny faces like he's something special. DJM, we're not even going to get into him. If it ain't about money, he ain't talking. So I'm excited to see the game. When is it scheduled to play?
We're scheduled tomorrow about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that is excellent. That'll give us time to watch football.
We're trying to get a lot of the 305 people to come over here and have a little watch party at the house.
Oh, wow. DJ, man.
That's what I like to see.
We're going to fly down to 305 tomorrow? Or?
It's quite possible. It's quite possible.
Y'all are more than welcome. We're here.
They love me today. That's all I'm going to say. Dade County loves me. They love me in Jupiter. They love me in West Palm. They love me in Miami. They love me in Broward County. I know all of Florida. I'm going to put it like that. In the Keys, they love me down there.
I'd like to give a quick plug. Praying to be at the Clevelander January 24th through the 27th. Y'all come see the president at the Clevelander down in South Beach. I'll be there. Holler at your boy. I'm out.
Mr. President. They love me in Tampa. They love me in Bradenton. They love me Paris, Florida as well. They love me down there.
And they don't like you in Maplewood, South Carolina. You know exactly what
they love me in Fort Myers, Jacksonville, and Orlando. I know all of Florida.
Now,
I've been in every part of it.
Stop it. Now,
Cubanos, los Mexicanos, los Boricuas.
Bengals, Vikings.
Back to you,
we're going
to
let you have 2 minutes as we got one call on hold. We're going to let you, last 2 minutes. Tell us why you're going to win the game. And just to throw a little shot at your brother real quickly so the world can hear.
Well, the Vikings are going to win the game because the student always ends up better than the teacher. You know, they learn more from them and they become better than them. They figure out the weak teacher. They expose him. He's just going to get outright exposed.
Wow. Bengals.
I'm going to reckon to say the Vikings, he's battle-tested. The NFC North is one of the toughest divisions in the game. He's battle-tested. So I'll go with him in this matchup. If he ain't playing me, I go up my division.
I tell you what. You know, my brother keeps it close. He plays a couple good games.
I'm telling you, the Bengals are up and coming, man. Bengals are up and coming. We've made some moves. Got a couple nice pieces. Beginning of the season, we're having trouble with the rookie quarterback who's inconsistent. But we're getting there, man. We're getting there. We're trying to establish the running game with DeMarco Murray. Got that lockdown defense, shutting down big teams. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game overall. But overall, I believe that experience is better than youth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Experience, wisdom, and I taught the boy how to play Madden. So tomorrow I'm gonna show him why. I'm gonna show him why I was born first.
Okay, hey, I like that comment, man. And I just want to say this real quickly before we let chime in real quickly. I want to just say this personally. I really, really do appreciate y'all two joining the league, man. Y'all have been committed. Y'all, if I text one of you, you text me right back. You give me your input of what you think about stuff. I really appreciate it. Me, DJ, and we appreciate y'all joining the league, man. And guys like you make – it doesn't make us a strong lead. It makes us a great lead. So we just
exactly.
want to say thank you, man. And I'm going to be definitely tuning in for your game tomorrow. That's why I want to know what time you're playing. Thank you for joining Upper Echelon. I really do mean it, man. I hope y'all have a happy new year tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy new year to you guys.
Happy new year.
All right, man. All right, man. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Y'all be safe.
All right, now, Austin, man, I know that's you, man. I don't have you on a long, 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 long hole. Brother, what's up?
Yo.
Austin Balls. What's up, man?
Yo, 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 yo.
What's up, man? What's up, man? Sorry for the hole. My intern is out, so that means I'm actually have to do some type of work. And that's when troubles happen. So we apologize, truly. But, hey, Austin, man, go ahead. We're going to let you – we got about 6 minutes, so we're going to let you go ahead and jump right in. What do you want to say? Get some things off your chest. Floor is yours.
Yo, what's up? This ain't no damn Austin, man. What's that?
Who is this?
Man, that's real, man. That's real, man. I want to talk to. That's who I
want to
talk to.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who that is. Come on, don't do that. Don't please don't disrespect trash. Put trash where it go, and that's outside. What's going on, Mr. Trash Collector, Mr. Milkman, Will the Teal Milker? What's going on, brother?
What's good?
Yo, so can I come to the party tonight out at Star Island tonight? Am I welcome?
Man, everybody welcome, the whole world. We want everybody to come join.
That's what's up. You know, see, I just want everybody to know, as much as I despise this guy and I wish nothing but hate on this guy, it's New Year's Eve. It's the end of the year. We show love to one another and we talk trash, but we still hate each other because after this phone call today, we go back to where it is that I don't like him and he don't like me. If anybody knows WWF from back in the day, this is one of those real serious events where everybody get together and we just hanging out, chilling. But tomorrow the show must go on and he will be the heel and I will be the best. Hello, somebody.
Hey, ho. That name is trademarked, and I see what you try to do, but drop the edge. It doesn't fly, Mr. President. Watch your tone, what you're saying. Yeah, heal, and I'll be the best. You will not, and I repeat, you will not disrespect me. All the out.
But what's good, though, man? Shit, it's been a long time since I've been on the show, man. You know, I'm still over here trying to put some pieces together over here, you know, just doing my thing. What's popping with everybody?
Well, I see you on top of the NFC East right now. You are standing tall like a Statue of Liberty right now in the NFC.
Well, I'm glad to see that your eyes work, you know. I am back to where I'm supposed to be, you know what I mean? What else can I say? Oh, I just wanted to touch on the subject of the fumble, you know? If y'all paid attention in that game, when I picked off his ball, I actually did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I believe it.
I understand what everybody's saying. You know, Madden got glitches. I know for a fact Madden got glitches.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That was a user error on his behalf. I have to
say. Wow.
Because I did the same thing once I picked them off.
So
let me get this straight. Will you agree with me that had to be a user error because I have been playing Madden for years, and like I said, the only time that I pitched the ball, and it happened three different times, I was trying to hit the little juke move with the L1, L2, and it pitched that thing back. And I'm telling you, that wasn't no game, man. That was not a glitch in the Matrix. That was a user error, and we don't agree on anything, but we agree on that, and it lets me know that it's a new year and the devil is working.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You know the devil is always busy. The devil is always busy.
Well, let me so basically what we have right here is two guys calling Clemmy a flat-out liar. That's what we're saying right now. That's all I want to know. Both of you are calling Clemmy a liar because he, as DJM said, he was very firm in saying that that was not him.
I'm going to tell you like my mama said.
All I'm saying is if the shoe fit, you got to wear it.
I'm not going to call him a liar, but what I'm going to tell him is that I have been playing this game enough to know that I broke away, and when I try to do too much, you know, that's when I pitch the ball back, and I have a song for that. I spin it from Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. You're doing too much, you're doing too much, you're doing too much. Hello, somebody.
And that's live. Yeah, that's live in color.
Well, now, Will, since we got you on the show, we can't let you get off now. Okay, you're 10-4, and you're on top of your division. Last time we had you on the show, you was jabbing around. And what is that new dance that you're doing? I don't understand. You were jabbing around. Will the Giants be in the Super Bowl playing the Tennessee Titans? Because I will be there. Now, will you be in the Super Bowl on the opposite end?
Man, I'm going to stick to my job.
No, I'm sorry. I'll answer that.
I was so rudely interrupted by this imposter. That's all I'm going to say right now. I ain't gonna call him what I really want to call him. I'm going to say imposter right now. But
call him what you want to call me, brother.
Listen. Time right now. But like I was saying, man, I have to stick to my word, and my word is I don't know. I'm going to stick to that. And I'm going to continue sticking to it because I still see glitches to where I am not getting the people who are open the ball. And this shit is just really ticking me off. I'm pretty sure all y'all hear it while I'm coming through the radio. I mean, TV, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's to the point where I'm just getting so frustrated with it. I don't know. That's why if y'all pay attention to me, all I do is just rap and sing on the microphone because I can't do nothing else but yell after that. You know what I mean? And I ain't trying to lose my voice.
I feel you. Well, we got about 35 seconds as Joe is screaming in our ear. I'm going to ask you this one last question, Will. When you see DJM in the playoffs, what you going to do? You going to punch him in his mouth, or you going to give him a handshake? Know which one it's going to be.
Well, DJM, first of all, you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to the playoffs. I'm pretty sure he remembered the game that we had. I'm pretty sure he knows that I'm actually not a lay-down type of guy, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So when we actually meet up again, hopefully we meet up again, hopefully my team will be ready to take care of that battle and get that W. That's all I can say about that, you know.
Exactly. Me and Will is all respect every time we've ever played, since Madden 13 or the first time we ever played, it's all respect.
I never had a problem with DJM.
My only problem, guys, was last year, Hills, and this year, Prez.
And that's I'm sorry,
this year,
Prez
and Hills, because he's the co-signer. My bad.
Well,
listen, one thing I know is You will always be forever more trash, Milkman. Take that.
Hey, it sounds
Hello,
good.
Somebody.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And I want to say this, and this is off the air. I'm going to tell you this. This good old boy, humble stuff, is not welcome on the outside. You get on here talking big boy junk.
No, not today, not today, not today, not today was a day about solidarity because of what happened earlier. That was what that was about.
I'm trying to change up. It's a new year. I can't be hard all the time.
No. Today was a day about there was so much going on in the chat. We wanted to show and lead by example that we could not like each other, but we could still come together. That's what that was about. That was a moment in history for politics. That's what that was.
Right.
That shit
the niggas was going hard. The niggas was going hard, man. For real. Pay no damn sense. They were going hard as hell.
Hey, man, I had to come on because I ain't like the way them niggas, I ain't like the way y'all was talking about me. I'm like, man, these niggas treat me like I'm some dumb that they got on the bottom of their shoes some shit. What the fuck is going on? I know it ain't no dumb on the bottom of them niggas shoes. Hell no. No, you don't treat me like that. So, you know, I just had to stick my chest out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you're supposed to do. You got to have tough skin so you can take it. Those guys,
they're
talking a little bit. They can't handle
it. I got to take it because I dish it out. You know what I'm saying? I got to take it because
yep.
I dish it out.
Yep. All that shit yep. I used to talk and whatever, that shit don't get to me no more.
Hey, yeah, I see. You just calm, cool, and collected, DJM.
Oh, yeah.
The only ones who stay talking shit is these two, Hills and Prayer. And I don't even know why Clarence talked shit, because he's just getting, you know, murdered. I'm sorry,
dog. Listen.
He's just getting murdered. He's getting murdered. I mean, it just ain't right.
Some unfortunate times right now, but what I can assure you is I play you next season, and I'm in UE. Well, you will not be able to milk the clock. I'm going to beat the living shit out of you. I promise that.
Hey, can I honestly ask you something for real, for real?
Why you milk the clock on a nigga?
Nah. Let me tell you something. I just need you to listen to me. Just hear me out here. Just hear me out. Now, in that league that we played in, you know I'm not doing good over there at all. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can answer. This is a yes or no question. You can answer.
No. You ain't shit over there, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, with that being said, just come over here to UE. Look at what I've been doing. I've been good ever since the first week. I had one slip up last season. You know what I'm saying? Because I fucked around and
we'll get
this is what I'm saying. I'm way better over here in UE than I am over there in that league. But when you tell me you're gonna whoop my ass, that shit don't do nothing but add fuel to that fire. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, like I say, you got fuel. I bring the flint stick, so we don't need a match. That's what I'm saying. That's fine. But what I'm telling you is, I promise you this, and you know, like I know. Had you not, now this real talk, now since it's the real hour and shit.
Excuse.
If you didn't milk the clock on me, I would have beat the shit out you. And honest, and what I'm saying by that is, you know, like I know, Madden is about a game of possession. When you got a 6 minute game, and you know what I'm saying, now, I'm not even worried about you continuing to get first downs. Because that's going to eat the clock up in itself. But when you're taking the shit to 5 and 2 seconds and shit, you take the real out of a nigga to want to fight.
Hey, bro, what I'm saying, though, if you ask he'll tell you. That's all I used to do to their ass last season. I actually came off of it this season.
Well, you brought that shit back against me in week 9.
I used to take that bitch to damn near zero. You understand?
He did.
What I'm So I'm being honest with you, bro. If I want to milk the clock, I would really milk that motherfucker.
No, but you did. No. And what I'm saying is, I guess I take that as a thank you, because since you only milked it to 5 seconds, you didn't milk it to a one. Thank you that you didn't go all the way to one. But what I'm suggesting to you is this. This is all I'm saying. I don't like you. Okay, let's just get that out there. And you don't like me, so that's what makes this great. But I'm going to beat your ass when I play you next season in UE. And Jacquez Spencer, go have 500 fucking yards receiving, and you can count on it, and you can count on it, and you can count on it, nigga.
Woo!
You stupid, nigga.
I don't even know how to spell that name. Who's that? Help me out, somebody.
This is stupid. Listen, I'm just telling. You guys, you know what I'm saying? And you know what, though? This was on me. You was milking the clock. What I was supposed to do, instead of getting mad, I was supposed to say, you know what, since that's what he going to do, damn the rules, because it's a game of possession. I'm going to just call a hurry up every play. I'm only going to stop when I feel like niggas too tired and they need a break and I need to sub my... But I'm going to call, and that's for both leagues. And that's not to you, that's to everybody. Because I just feel like, especially in UE, I get a couple milkers of your season. A couple of them. And the rules are
one.
Right. And,
say
and
one
the,
thing. Yeah.
What's that?
SoCal get a little too. He get a little too wild.
He is. And I said something to him. But the thing is, the reason you guys play differently in the other league we don't talk about, NGC Elites, the other league we don't talk about is the sliders are set differently. I think our sliders are more realistic. So, Will, you're doing well over here because maybe we play more realistic football over here.
I got some sliders right now. What I need y'all to do is put a test lead together. When I tell you these sliders are the best sliders that you will ever play, all that niggas getting blocked up every time when they run a toss, it don't happen. It's real football. Folks are breaking tackles. Linebackers are not getting hell. You got a 90 fucking 8 tackle, but you can't get off the block. You got a 98 block shed, but this bitch holding you. Get the fuck out of here.
They put a test together. Me and Hills work together, and I told him since day one, damn, this Madden ain't the same. It ain't the same. I don't dig it. But, I mean, I play because I love it.
Yep.
But it ain't.
I'm going to tell you like this here. First of the year, what we need to do is this show, and we need to tweet. We need to tweet the fucking executive producer. Because this is when they start making a new Madden. Get a voice.
Yeah.
Every week
for
30 minutes, put a show together on what we like to see, have people to call in. And I'll tweet it, so we'll get more people than just the league to call in and have a real show aimed on what we want. That's the only way we're going to get what we want. The problem is this. Ever since Madden became sole proprietor of football, it's been shitty.
It's true.
We need 2K to come back.
Yeah.
When he got that shit on lock.
That's what it is, when he got away from Madden, when the white boys got a hold to it.
Yeah,
that ain't what it was. What it was when you had E989 Sports and you had 2K. 2K made Madden go get an exclusive right package because when you had a post game show, a pre game show, and they had Chris Berman coming down getting you the rundown of the scores at halftime. They was about to put Madden on out of business.
What they did was put out a superior product. That's what they did. And Madden got scared, like you said, and got exclusive rights. Dude, I used to play it on Dreamcast. It was way better than Madden ever could dream of.
Yeah. When they got the exclusive rights, They dropped that shit to $20.
They didn't give a shit. Give a shit.
Was,
they didn't give a shit about it.
It was, and so now they just put out what? See, that was the same year Madden was the best Madden ever, 2005. Because
yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember when you played Franchise. You remember Tony Bruno Radio? He used to talk shit and have
yeah.
people come on
yeah.
and interview.
Yeah,
that was that year when EA 2K put their shit out, and that was the best Madden. And I mean, Franchise was awesome.
Yep.
I didn't even care
yeah,
to play
right.
the game. I just wanted to hear Tony Bruno Radio because that bitch was funny.
No, dude, you're yeah. right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Tony
yeah,
Bruno Radio used
stuff.
To come on
yeah.
with those niggas, and he used to interview coaches and players and tell you
yep.
about what happened in the week. That shit was exciting.
But they had
yeah,
competition then.
I think last year, the year before last when I got into the franchise, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know nothing about franchise. I thought them niggas were cheating, like, online. So I was like, fuck a franchise. Well, I want to get in there so they can cheat me. They already
yeah.
cheating me online. Why I'm going to do this shit in a franchise? But
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's when Pitt was like, nah, bro, I'm telling you, we got rules, this, that, and third. So I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll check it out. And ever since then, I'm like, fuck going to the online shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even play that online shit no more.
Nah.
Man,
dang.
That's crazy. Actually, I do it when I pick a new playbook, I do it.
Yeah.
And I use
exactly.
plays on them to see how that shit works.
I can see that.
Most guys you play online, they give you one play. So if you got a new playbook and you can still run 10 different plays on that one play, at least you know how to master that one play you'll see in the league. But them dudes don't quit nothing up online. It's a waste of time, really,
mm-mm.
unless you got,
yeah,
you
right.
got a
new
playbook.
I don't play online no more. I mean, I got a winning record, but like you say, I it's just so corny. And, you know, and that's what bothers me. I can't play online because they're corny. And then when I play somebody in the league that corny, it frustrates me because I'm like, damn, I get away from online so I don't have to do this shit. Like, why? I don't even want to play that nigga. That nigga run the toss literally 20 to 25 times.
Yeah,
why?
But what you were saying?
Huh? Yeah, he's still over there.
Yeah, that's why I beat that nigga ass at, man.
Dude, why
that? That nigga play his ass, man. Oh,
yeah,
my bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right, because I beat him.
I'm good.
It just frustrates me because the nigga quit on me. He'll quit on you. Like, he'll cry. And another crybaby is Destroy. That bitch there cry about anything. Oh.
Dude, Destroy is trash. Destroy is
and one more, let me tell you something. I played Voice. Now, you know he'll cry to death, right? I played Voice, right?
The biggest crybaby of all.
And so my quarterback was, you know, throwing interceptions. Like, he was missing wide over. So I threw a whole bunch of interceptions because I really didn't care. And he, you know, he was up. He beat me. And I just want to say, now, this nigga up 3 and 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. He's still passing the ball. And I'm like, imagine if this shoe was on the other foot.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have heard the end of that shit.
Exactly. Bro. He'll do anything to win. But if the shoe on the other foot, like you said, he'll cry like hell.
Yeah, hey, this nigga beat me and beat me by he beat me. Nigga called me on the phone and shit. Wanna talk. Man, I beat your ass. I can't get you to answer the phone.
Nigga,
you
I
don't want
to talk to you. Call, nigga, what the hell I'm talking to you for? You done cheating the shit out of me, nigga. I'm not answering my phone, nigga. I blocked
he
your
said
ass.
He said he come put his arm around you. What's up, Fred, man? Where you been, man? How life been treating?
I'm like, nigga's crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I say I just try to play everything by the book. Like, I don't try to – I ain't going to cheat you. It's one thing I ain't going to do. I ain't going to cheat you. You know, I can run the toss to death, and that's what they piss me off is if I wanted to toss you to death in NGG, I could because my running back running 97 speed. I can toss you to death, but that's just not how – I'm not built that way. You know what I'm saying? I can't cheat you to win because I ain't going to feel good about it. I don't even want to win that bad to feel like I got the wrong you to win. But these niggas here, these niggas be, I played a nigga who was doing some shit that I know that you wasn't supposed to do, but I just let it ride because